routine. All right, the morning routine is super important. Okay, for me, it's the most important part of the day. Own your morning, you own your day. You own your day, you own your week. You own your week, you own your 28 days. You own your 28 days, you own your quarter. Your morning routine is where we find that priority time that we have spoken about so much. It's where you really connect with yourself and discover yourself. Okay, absolutely discover yourself. Okay, I want to give you my mission statement, my morning routine mission statement. And this is absolutely wallets on the corner. The blue one. Is absolutely crucial to have this because you have to understand why you are doing a morning routine. It is so important because if you don't understand it, you're going to press snooze. You're going to start moaning and complaining. You're not going to be motivated to show up. You're not going to be inspired to show up when it's cold and it's dark and it's wet and all you want to do is have a sneaky wank in bed while your missus is asleep looking at the ceiling. All right, we got to be up and we got to be at it and we got to know why. All right, so I want to read out my mission statement morning routine right here. To process, break down and understand my own mind before the world wakes up and tries to distract it. To process, break down, and understand my own mind before the world wakes up and tries to distract it. Okay? For me, that's the most integral part of that morning routine. It is key. Okay, see in a bit. It's absolutely key. If I didn't have my morning routine, I'm a nightmare. I'm all over the place. I'm not in control. When I'm on holiday, I don't have a morning routine, okay? I don't have a morning routine. And I can get a little bit tetchy. I can get a little bit, feel like I'm out of control. The biggest thing that I find in the mornings is making sure that this in here is prepared for the world. So your morning routine, the aim for you is that when you walk out of that front door, you are ready for the fucking day. Elite operator mindset, complete control, winning before you even get into the office. And someone can cut you up and you'll be like, it's fine. Don't worry, bruv, it happens. You walk into the office and fucking loads of shit comes your way. All the chaos of the business and toxic environments. It's like, it doesn't matter that you're a dickhead. I don't mind it. You don't bother me. Oh, what's that? Our business is on the verge of closing down. I'm going to fucking square it away. Because you become unbreakable here, right? From that morning routine. This. We build our fort from the morning up. If you dominate that fort, you build those foundations, you build that mental resilience, you become unbreakable. You build that elite operator mindset. Your mental resilience is nails. It's strong, okay? So, why we need a morning routine? In 5 points, okay? Number one, it's a warm up for the day. If you go to the gym, I went to the gym today and I spent 15 minutes warming up, ready for my lifts. And that's exactly what you're doing in the morning. You are warming up your body, your mind, your emotions, ready for the day. That's simply what we're doing. You can press snooze if you want. And how you your day is determined is by that first action. Beep, 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 beep. Your first action is either pressing snooze. If you press snooze, you've lost. The first action of the day is that you've lost. There is no excuse on this planet that allows you still to win when you press snooze. Or you press stop and you roll out of bed and you grind it out. As you walk down the stairs, you're closing your eyes, you're miserable. It's, well, oh my God, what am I doing? But within 5 minutes, you're awake and you're like, man, I beat it. I beat the system. To gain early control. Control being the main word. To gain control of mindset, emotions, physical state. When you are in control, guess what we don't have? We don't have anxiety. And anxiety leads to depression. We don't have negative thoughts. We might do in the first 10, 15 minutes, for the morning routine, we're figuring out our mind to process, break down, and understand my own mind. It's to ignite the fort, okay? Wake this fort up, get it lightened up. If you just imagine when you're waking up and you're doing this hour in the morning, you're like, it's like transform, okay? Keeping turbo strong. To create a proactive mind rather than a reactive mind. Okay, the problem is where most people is that some people don't have a morning routine. They get up at like 8 o'clock, they're gonna be work at 9, and they're struggling for their keys, gonna make a coffee, maybe don't have breakfast, so then stop at McDonald's drive-through, get that, and then you feel like shit. And that, you've lost the day, because you're going in and you're in a reactive state. You're not in control. To connect with your mission. All right, the big mission. Those that have signed up to 28 days in about 2 weeks, you're gonna start putting together your 10-year plan, okay? And that's key, it's essential. Direction, there's no right or wrong, it's just the direction that you're going, and yours will naturally evolve and you'll get better as you get more time. Those in my mastermind, at the minute, what we're working on is building a strong 2022. So on Saturday, I'm working with my mastermind to do an hour's teach or an hour's workshop, okay, on key fundamentals of building a strong 2022 and how to go about planning it. We're doing vision boards, we're having direct focus on where our time and our energy is going and what we want out of that year. Control, focus, hunger, for life, for passion, right? That's what we're working on. All right. So we've looked at the mission statement, the emotional connection to getting up. We've looked at why we need a routine. Now we need some structure. So if this is all making sense, just before I move on to the structure, just hit the heart button a couple of times for me, just so I know you've caught up. Great, perfect, thank you. So there are four pillars to hit in our morning routine. Those four pillars are what keep us within our structure. And I'm going to explain them now. Right, no particular order. Clarity. What does clarity give us? It gives us certainty. Certainty makes us feel like we're progressing. It makes us feel like we're in control. Certainty is the antidote to anxiety. So how can we get clarity in our mornings? Okay, so we can get clarity by connecting with what we are trying to do. What is our path? So we could have our journal. So I'm gonna take you on a quick tour of the Boardman household here now, because I just want to show you. 2 secs. Okay, here we go. Bit of Peppa Pig in the background. All right, so. All right, so don't worry, that wasn't the phone. Okay, so this is our journal. Those doing the 28 day will have the option to purchase this and use it if you want to, or you can just use your own journal. It's totally up to you. Clarity of where your mission is and where you are going. So for the day, for the example. So in here, what we have, okay, is what are you doing in your golden hour? So in here, you will have a checklist of what you are going to do, okay? So it might be 5 to 5 past 5, wake up. 5 past 5 to 5:30, walk, audio, meditation. From 5:30 to 4:45, journaling. From 4:45 to 6:00, mobility, yoga. Can you see? And you just have that checklist. I use mine for a different way. My morning routine is embedded in me. I don't need to write it down now. But what I do have here is how my day's going. So I break my day down into these time frames, okay, until the point where I finish. And this comes off my timetable. Now, this is what you guys who are joining the 28 day will be doing. So this is a picture of our week. And this allows us, the different colors is personal development and health. Yellow is my family time, and orange is when I'm working, okay? And it allows me to see what my balance is. It allows me to see what the bigger picture is, okay? Um, Then what else we have here, okay, is happiest moments of the day, biggest distractions, biggest wins. So we're just recording them. Here we have your, what's your top three things you want to do? So I have my top three things here, and then I have this little barrier, and then I have secondary tasks that I want to do. This is all clarity. So the night before, I leave this out here. When I come in here, I just look at this and go, right, so, clarity of what my day is, what my meetings are. That alongside my other diary that just has my appointments in and timings as well, just allows me to know where my day's going. I think this is crucial, because what we don't know is that most of the time men are cuffing the day. We're not in control. This presents control. Like putting in the work here to control our time and our energy and our productivity and our energy. Okay, this allows us to know where we are going and what we are trying to achieve. Okay. So that's clarity. Okay, what is the mission? What's happening for the day? What are my top tasks that I need to do? What's the outcome I need to achieve? And the way that we can review whether that's doing well or not is in the evening, we have that breakdown that I showed you, okay? So the biggest distractions, the biggest wins, and the biggest areas for improvement, okay? The more that we review, the more we connect with the mission and we connect with what's going on. That's where a lot of people fall down. You lose that motivation, or you lose the mojo, or you lose whatever the fuck it is that people lose, because we're not consistently connecting with it. It's not part of your DNA yet, so you must embrace, reflect, learn, experience, and then reproduce for the next day to get better. That's what we do, right? And to improve ourselves. Second thing is activity. Now, for me, I don't do my main workout in the mornings. I do mine when the boy finishes school. We usually go to the gym together, or I usually do a run together. That will change from January as I start training for my half Ironman. So again, I just evolve my morning routine. But right now, I walk 4 miles every single morning, Monday to Friday. And what that does is just gets my joints moving. It just gets the blood flowing through the brain, through the body. As I'm going along, I do a bit of mobility. Okay, but it just really gets my day going. It kicks it off. Okay. You can do your morning routine. You could do yoga. You could do swimming. You could cycle. You could do whatever the fuck you want. This is your morning routine. It's up to you what you want to do. Okay. If my morning routine lasts from 4:15 in the morning to 7 o'clock. Mine's not an hour. Mine's 2 hours, 45 minutes. Sometimes it's nearly 3 hours. And that's because I just love being out. I get so much done. I integrate a power hour of work with my morning routine. And before we finish, I'll draw mine out for you if we get time. Mindset. So how are you going to get your mind in a positive state? So for me, it's meditation and a little bit of positive audio in the morning, like just as I'm on my walk. For you, it might be the same. You might read poetry though, or you might read a chapter of a book, or you might listen to an audio of a book. But something that invokes positivity in your mind, something that invokes hunger, passion, drive, desire, focus, ready to take on the day. And then gratitude. Gratitude is what anchors us. Gratitude stops the victim mentality. When you are grateful for the simple things in life, i.e. it's simply not raining on my morning walk, or feeling healthy, or having lost a kilogram, or feeling great about your family life, or you've just moved home, or a particular memory, it makes you realize that actually your life isn't that bad. And the more that you connect with it, the more appreciative of life and everything in life is. Crack on with your homework, bud. And that is absolutely key. Now, these four create a structure. Those coming on the 28 day, every single morning, Monday to Friday, you are going to tell me what you have done in terms of clarity, activity, mindset, and gratitude. And it's super simple. You just literally put a bullet point, and that's for you to say, done my morning routine, I'm ready for the day, elite operator mindset switched on, let's fucking roll, okay? When it comes to routine, me personally, I don't do anything at the weekend. Nothing, I don't plan. I just go where the wind takes me, okay? And that's what's essential. I used to do it 7 days a week, It burnt me out. So on Monday to Friday is full on hustle. Weekend is complete and utter relax. But by the time Sunday night comes, I am ready to go, okay? Makes sense? That's the morning routine, guys. So if that makes sense, just give me the love hearts, let me know. I am now going to go into questions that you guys would have answered today or asked today, and I'm gonna rattle through them. Let me see what the time is. Hopefully this is making sense to you guys. Hopefully you're getting, obviously, you're getting something from this. Cool, I am 28 and I have 2 kids, 3 and 2 months. I do the late feed at 11 p.m. What do you suggest would be a good morning routine with enough sleep? So I've got 4 kids and I've got 1 kid that's 5 months who is just not sleeping at the minute. And I will still get up at 4:15 regardless of what's happened throughout the night. Okay, if I've had 3 hours sleep, I will still do my morning routine. There is no way in God's worth I am not going to do my morning routine. I think last week I did it and I had 2 hours sleep. And that's just the way I rolled. So I had an afternoon nap, okay, to catch up and sleep. My views on sleep are quite extreme. Like, you need, in theory, scientifically, about 8 hours. And that's to completely recycle your body internally, all of your organs, your mindset, everything. But I go to bed at 9. I'm asleep by between 9:30 and 10. I wake up at 4:15. So I get anywhere between 6 hours and 15 minutes sleep in the evening. But at the weekends, I won't usually wake up till 7. So if I'm going to bed at like 10, I'm kind of getting a good amount of sleep there. And I look at how much sleep I get in a week, like tracking calories, for example. And I pretty much function quite well on little sleep. And I think that's probably because of my background in the military. A lot of the time, I would maybe only have 4 hours sleep on an exercise, then have to do a 50-mile yomp into an attack or whatever. And I think the way that I work now is that I just operate by just not using sleep as an excuse. I might be tired, might be fatigued, but maybe you become conditioned with it. For me, the key to a good night's sleep is the evening routine. Okay, this, if I wasn't working, I would not be on my phones after 4:30 is the latest. So I have this phone, which is my personal phone. I don't usually have social media. I've only got social media on here because I'm doing the challenge with you. And this is the first time I've used it to read questions rather than my laptop. The one I'm talking to is my work phone. So I have 2 separate phones. This phone goes off at 4:30. There is no work or communication that goes on after that because I'm in family time. I'm in personal mode now. That's where discipline comes in. You have this, and the only people that have this number are the people I want to have this number. I could probably count in one hand how many people have this number. No social media, no nothing. Okay, and if anyone needs to get hold of me that needs to, they can do it on here. So that keeps you off social media. That stops all the triggering, okay, and all of the like rabbit holes that we're falling down that keep you awake up all night and trigger your emotions. The whole point is that you need to have a cutoff point, 6, 7, where you go, right, no more phones, relaxation. Before you go to bed, do a huge brain dump. Write down everything that's going on in your head so you can clear your mind. Okay, if you're going to bed at 11 or 12 and you're wanking yourself off to babe station, okay, it's not really gonna do you any favors, or you're watching shit TV. Do me a favor and do you a favor. Go to bed at 9. Sure, you won't sleep. I get it. You probably won't sleep for the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks. But what your body will slowly do is start to shift its body clock, because it will be in bed, head on pillow, reading a book, staring at the ceiling, talking to your partner, God forbid. And it will slowly get into the habit of relaxation. If you're in front of the telly, your brain neurons are like, or you're into something and it's like, oh my goodness. Whereas if you're in bed and you put your head on the pillow, your brain starts to go, wait a minute, we're relaxing here. And then we drift off. It's a cycle. It's got to work at it. You don't always get a good night's sleep. Like, my sleep at the minute is constantly bright, constantly awake every 2 hours from a baby that just seems to terrorize us. Okay, so my question is this. As I stated yesterday, I suffered at the hands of my father from a young age till I was 17 and left home. The issue I have isn't so much getting up in the morning, but more not getting good sleep in the first place. I suffer terrible nightmares, and I've done for a very long time. I sometimes keep my wife up at night, tossing and turning and shouting in my sleep. How do I approach fixing this, or at least getting to the point that the effects aren't so bad? So Patrick, I would fully advise going to find someone to talk to, because obviously you have internal demons that are keeping you awake. Obviously it's constantly on your mind. A thing that will help is the journaling, expressing how you feel, being honest how you feel, getting all of that out of your mind. It's obviously a build up of thought deep, deep, deep in your brain that constantly keeps coming up in your conscious mind, and in your unconscious mind, sorry, when you're asleep. So every time you go to sleep, that's what you're thinking of. So you obviously either need to find something where you can express yourself, a journal, or you can go and speak to a specialist, counselor, about extracting all of this out of you and getting out of your system. Either one, I hope that it works out well for you, bro. Is there such thing as a bad morning routine? Pressing snooze and not doing one? Having recently split with my wife, not sure if there will be reconciliation. That's why I'm doing the 28-day. I found myself with a lot of time on my hands, but always finding distractions to fill my time rather than doing anything worthwhile. My question is, how long does it take to fall into a routine where it simply becomes part of your life? I think it depends on the individual. Guys, are you back? Chick? Jay? Who the fuck's in my house? Do you not hear me shouting? Oh.
Huh?
Where's Bailey?
I don't know.
Can you go and tell him to do his homework, please?
Yes,
sir. She had her earphones in. So I genuinely thought someone was in my house then. Not only are you getting coaching, guys, you're getting real life dramas in here. It's like a vlog. My question is, how long does it take? I think it depends on the individual. How committed are you to that? How disciplined will you be to that routine? Like, I feel like you could pick up, if you're doing, you are doing the 28-day, Christopher. So I feel that very quickly, you have a lot of time to focus. The problem is, there's so much distraction here. What you're going to have as soon as you walk into the 28-day is a, what is that?
Mud.
Okay, get it cleaned and then homework, mate. Is direction. And I find that when you are in a community or following a program or a structure, that you pick up those habits a lot quicker, okay? And I think that's what's really key to understand. We all process systems or habits or routines very differently. And I think it's down to the, into the individual, how committed you are. I'm a lot like Alex. My daughter is now 8 months old, but has had issues since birth. She doesn't sleep well day or night, so I find myself with up her 2 or 3 times a night, which drains me each time and can be up to 40 minutes before she settles enough to go back to sleep. The wife and I share the burden. She has her for another 2 to 3 wake-ups. Any advice on breaking through lethargic and tired feeling to being able to push the routine in the morning? Just get up and do it. Like, there is no Gucci. There is no Gucci way to say this. There is no incredible pill that changes it. It's hard. It is physically demanding, mentally demanding. What is the alternative? To use the babies as an excuse? Like, Darcy is shit at sleeping. Like, she is constantly moaning. She's ill again. I love it to bits, but she's fucking driving us mental. But there's no way I'm not going to get up. There's no way, if I woke up at 7, I wouldn't be able to live with myself, okay? Just slightly distracted there, Gareth. I'm glad you sorted out that alteration. Good lad. It is hard work. It is hard work when you're a dad and you're trying to improve yourself and you've got teenage boys who are doing your head in, or you've got 4-month-year-olds who are driving you mental. Not in here, mate, please. What time do you go to bed, JB? How can we get off to sleep if we've been training in the evening? I find I'm still buzzing and want to stay up later until I chill out a bit. 100%, I can understand that. Take a cold shower. have a really good cool down. Really lower the blood levels, really lower your velocity, depending on how hard you've been training. The cool down is key. Bae,
yeah.
Please pack it in, mate.
Unless you just finished.
So that would be my advice in that respect. Having a cold shower when you get home as well. Taking half an hour of peppermint tea, just really relax yourself. Is there such a thing as a bad morning routine? Yep, pressing snooze and not showing up. I'll email you, I'm good RE tasks. Good Vince. John, morning routine, I think you've just put yours in there. Oh, wake up, breakfast, coffee, morning vitamins, set goals and plans for the day around exercise and diet, audio books, personal development, do my journal in the morning. Does this sound good or need to be more expanded? The question is, John, do you think it is good for you? Like, to me, it seems like you've got some level of routine there, which is great. Could you do more? If so, what would that be? You've answered my question. I get up late, rush around and leave for work agitated. Yeah, already spoken about that. I work all sorts of random hours for work. Some very early starts. Ah, good, Simon. 40 hours a week, flexi. But when I get home, I'm home. I have a 3-year-old, a 9-month-old, and a partner trying to work from home. That means very little time. Is there something I could do? I could work at different times depending on demands of the day. Yes. So for shift workers, this is going to be slightly different. Okay. Okay, so for shift workers, we can still do this, but it might not necessarily be a morning routine, but it will be what I probably would call a golden hour, and it's to prepare yourself in exactly the same way. Now, let's look at different shifts that we've got going on here, okay, if you're a shift worker. Let's just do the standard 1800 to 1600. Let's say we have a... No, that's not realistic. Let's say we have a midnight... to 0800, and then let's say we have a 2100 to 0600.
Done.
All of it?
No, it's simple.
That's not really enough, is it, Matt?
It's simple.
Okay, well, when you don't go to football training, don't blame me. So here, 8 till 4, okay, right here, you are going to just do a standard morning routine. So your morning routine might be 6 till 7. Okay, you might do an hour's morning routine here. That would just be a standard day for you, right? So let's say that is routine one. Okay, so that's routine one. Okay, routine one suits shift one. Okay, question two. Let's say you start at midnight, but you finish at 8 in the morning. There is no way that you are going to want to do a morning routine here at 8 o'clock. All right. So what we need to do, if you notice here, I've left 6 till 7, and then I've left from 7 till 8 to get you to work. Okay, the commute to work. So it's a two hour pre sketch set. So if this is midnight that we're starting, I'm going to look to start this routine here. So this is going to be routine 2. If I start at 9 o'clock but finish at 6 in the morning, there is absolutely zero fucking chance that I'm going to be wanting to work here because I want to go straight to bed after a 9-hour shift. So again, it's going to be here, 1900, okay, to 8 o'clock. That would be routine 3. Now, bearing in mind that you might do a workout during the day. So you might get home at 8 in the morning, you might sleep till 2, you might go to the gym at 3 till 4. So this time here might be just literally about gratitude, connecting with your mission, personal development, but whatever it is, this period of time is where you dedicate to yourself. And obviously I know it's not morning, but it's that golden hour, okay, for you shift workers. Make sense? I hope so. Right, let's have a look at these questions. Okay. Okay, guys, if you have any more questions on the phone and you're watching, just fire them in about the morning routine or routines. I feel I let myself get distracted at work and procrastinate often. How do you keep your focus? So I think we've spoken about that already this week. It's really about having your bigger mission. It's really about having a level of consistency, control, and clarity about where you're heading. Okay, it's really about avoiding distractions and the things that you will really make a difference with, okay? If you procrastinate, you're gonna end up in that hamster wheel for the rest of your life. Without focus, you're just gonna stay the same. So you have to find the things that you're emotionally invested in. Most people lose focus because they're not interested. When I look at my boy here, when he goes to school, he loses interest in school because he's just not into it. He's not emotionally invested in it. He's not a school type of guy. He's a practical type of guy. So he's not. He doesn't want to do it. I wasn't. When I went to school, I didn't have any focus at school because I was not interested in school. So unless you're not interested in something, are you going to be focusing it? So that's why you have to find what your mission is and go all in on it. How about an owl type of person at the same time early morning duties to fulfill? Is this the BS or real D early bird types and owl types thing? So I think depends what you are. Some people like to be an owl. So for people who don't know what an owl is, they do all of this stuff late at night and stay in bed till a little bit later. As long as you're working on yourself, it doesn't matter. I'm just a morning routine type of guy. I just push people to do their morning routine. You could probably follow this type of cycle or routine here. All right. I can see questions coming through, so let me just get on top of them.
You could probably follow this type of cycle here.
Right. Catching up, we go through it. Okay. So going back to my question about distractions, would you think removing social media from phone would help me focus in the day-to-day life? Really looking forward to 28-day challenge, mate. Christopher, yes, I do. So even get rid of social. Social media does have a positive effect if you're looking in the right places. If you're following people that really make a difference and that really give you good information. Now, a lot of people go on Facebook to listen to my Rise to Thrive show, or they go on Instagram and they get a lot from my content or my YouTube channel. So you can use it to your aid in terms of growing, building up your personal development, learning more about yourself. You can do all of that. Just get rid of the fucking whiners off your friends list. Get rid of the people that are attention seeking. Get rid of the negativity. Block all of that out. You can filter that out by getting rid of it all. I don't follow many people on Instagram. I don't have many friends on Facebook. I don't really even look at it. I don't consume social media. I create. So I'll go in and I do my fucking videos and content, but I don't scroll through. I literally don't. I'd probably look at the top thing that's there, and if I like it, I like it, but that's it. I have no interest in like consuming myself 20 minutes. I love watching UFC. That's one thing I do like doing. There are a few people that I follow who I enjoy watching, but that's about it. And guys, you know, that's not right. That's just my opinion, guys. Remember, not everything I say is right or wrong. If the morning routine sets you up for the day, why not continue it through the weekend? I just like to take a break from it. It's just the way I am. I like to have that break from routine. It allows me just to go with the wind, okay? I like to have the lie-in. I enjoy the rest, recovery, mentally and emotional. And that was from experience, you know? I used to do it 7 days a week, and then I got to the point where I was like, oh, I just need that break. No question, just a thanks for answering mine regarding a shit baby sleep. Totally right, using excuses and need to rock up my ass. 100%, man. And, you know, listen, we're not always going to be perfect here. But I think when you commit yourself to getting up, it's a really powerful thing. I want to show you this, guys. This is what I want to show you. I forgot. This come through today. I bought this. So this is my life in weeks. See all these black dots? Each one represents, these squares, each one represents a week. So these are all the lives that I've lived, or all the lives. These are all the weeks that I've lived. I've been alive, all of them. Now I chose to 100. Now me, I'm planning to get to 100. I'm gonna be a fit 100-year-old. That's my fucking mission. So this, right down here, takes me all the way down to 100. These are how many weeks I've got left to live. Now my missus doesn't get it. She goes, why on earth would you wanna fucking do that? That's because I want to make sure that every time I cross out one of those squares, that I feel like I've done something with that square, that I haven't just thrown away that fucking square. This is going to make me accountable to showing up. Because when I look at that, that's fucking what I've got left. If I only live to 60 for some reason, which is there, I've only got One, two, three banks of four left and that there. Okay? That would be me. Just that. If I was living to 60. That's mental, right? But it's an incredible thing to get. If you go to Google and you type in my life in weeks, you can get one of these. And this is going up on my wall right there. And every time I walk up in here in my morning routine, I'm going to look at that square and go, I'm not going to waste one of those fucking squares because life is too short, right? It's important to recognize that. What motivational podcast audio do you listen to in the morning to get you fired up? So I like a guy called Gary Vaynerchuk. I like Rob Moore. I like to listen to audio books. Just that type of stuff, really. I just like listening to chat. If anything, it's kind of company in the morning while I'm walking. Got the answer to my question. Different shifts. I'll adjust my routine around it and do the planned schedule. Good man. Having a split shift starting from 0600 to 11 with a 3 hour break, then 2 to 8, where would the best for my golden hour? I'd probably say 11 till 12. So as soon as you finish your shift, work on yourself. So maybe 11:30 to 12:30, work on yourself for that time, then relax for an hour and a half and then go back to work. That's what I would probably do personally. Great to be reminded and encouraged of the value of the importance of the morning routine. Really helps me. I love a morning routine. Just sorting and deciding what that will be now. Nice one, James. No major questions. Just soaking it all up. Good man, Vince. 100% agree. Good, Mike. Social media, especially Insta, is something I need to manage. 100%. Split shifts are tough. All right, guys, any final questions? A few people have recommended talking to myself in the mirror. Is that something you do to ball yourself up every day? I've considered putting up a little notes around my apartment with positive things in them. I think that's a great idea, Christopher. I don't actually talk to myself in the mirror, but I just talk to myself in my head. I talk to my elite operator. I talk to my alter ego, which is always challenging the chimp. So the chimp mode, the monkey mind, which can allow you to act reactively and take the easiest options. To counter that, the antidote is the elite operator alter ego mindset. So when I'm in a cake shop and I see all these fucking cakes and my chimp's going, you deserve it, get yourself stuck in. My elite operator's going, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Or when the alarm clock goes and the chimp's like, you deserve a lion. And my alter ego's going, you get the fuck up right now. All in the space of 1 second. I'm having this conversation, but I'm always talking to myself, always. Guys, does this make sense? So tomorrow's the final day. It's the end of it for some of you. For those coming on to 28 day, it's just the start, okay? Hopefully we will see some more of you coming on to the 28 day with us. If not, remember these things, guys. It is absolutely imperative that you've continued this process. All right, it's really, really important. Tomorrow's the final day. We'll be looking at it, being proactive. Okay, where are you going in 28 days? What do you want to achieve in 28 days? I think it's absolutely crucial that you do that so that you go away with here with some type of direction. I feel blessed to be here, to be a part. Oh, wow. To be a part of the 28 days. So much looking forward to it. Adam, really looking forward to having you on there, bro. Love the attitude, really good. My email is me@boardmanjames.com. Guys, I only check my email once a day, okay, between 1 and 1:30. That's all I do. So if I don't respond, it's because I've missed that window. So email me in the morning and I will respond in the afternoon. That's just one of my own rules to myself. Otherwise, you end up being consumed in your emails, okay? I love the inner dialogue, you're 100%. James, it'd be great to have you on board. Chris, thanks for sending him my email. Just a massive thank you, pal. At the age of 42 and a few months of tests, I had a call out of the blue to tell me I had several small clots on my lungs. After a bit of a head up my ass mode, I gathered my thoughts and gone into elite operate mode. 4 kids and wife, did my best. Mike, that's brilliant. What I want you to go to It's a State of Mind podcast, and I want you to listen to the podcast that I did about 3 weeks ago with a guy called Marcus. He has stage 4 cancer and he was told he didn't have long to live, but he's fucking flipped his life around so much that he's almost at the point of being in remission. Is that what we call it when you're out of cancer? He's almost beat it. It's incredible. The guy is phenomenal. Anytime, Rich. James, you have no idea the difference you've made so far. Cheers, boss. Eric, you're more than welcome. I'm humbled for those words. Thank you so much. Listen to it. Oh, I bawled like a baby. Yeah, me too, man. He really changed my life as well. He's really made me think about my life. So he's an incredible guy. He's in our mastermind as well. And I'm going to hopefully see if I can get him to talk at our seminar as well. Guys, it's been a privilege. We're not done yet. We still got one more day. Make sure that everyone's here, showing up, ready to go. I'm going to be having a gin. So please do bring yourself a little drink if you're allowed one. Or if not, just have a water or a Coke. Right, we better get to football. I'll see you soon.